What is it?
What did you ask for?
Water.
Then drink it. Take it. You're pampered. What are you looking for in this desert?
I'm looking for my husband.
Your husband? If there are any husbands in this desert, I would have found one.
Are you alone?
No, I have a companion. Whenever I feel hungry, I milk it. If I need a blanket, I'll weave one out of its wool. And whenever I feel lonely, I listen to it singing. Wow, its sound is pleasant.
Yes, it's nicer than the sound of Udine.
Oh, it's hungry. Eat it.
What is this?
Eat it. You're used to eating chicken and lamb, right? Shh. Be quiet. It's come here because it's heard our voices. It wants to hurt me for its mate. Don't move. I'll be back.
I...
Don't be afraid. Stay right there. I'll be right back. Wait. I have a guest. Why are you running away? I had no option because it would have hunted me.
Go live in a town.
Huh?
The hot weather, the muddy water, the horrible meat, your loneliness.
I have also come to this desert because of my husband.
Where is he?
His grave is right there. When he returned home, he had lost one of his arms.
Why?
20 years ago, some hungry people looted a wheat warehouse. They arrested my innocent husband along with them. After he was released from prison, he lost one of his arms. He said the soldiers arrested him. The jailer whipped him, the judge convicted him, the executioner cut off his arm, and the people laughed at him. The entire town was like that. He brought me to this desert. The water that tastes awful and the snakes' meat in this desert are more pleasant than the hot bread and cold water in that town.
I really have to go.
Like this? You can't. No, you have to. You have to get some rest. Get up. Get up. Let's go. Easy now. What did it say? It's calling its father.
I overslept.
You were tired. It reminded me of my dead child. You see how lonely I am. Stay here.
Don't get upset with me, ma'am. I have to go.
Slowly. Slowly. But, my dear, how on earth are you going to travel with that baby in your tummy?
The baby needs its father.
What is a father who's left the child for good? Forget about him.
Why don't you forget about your husband? 5 years beside a grave. You can't forget about your dead husband. How can I forget about my husband who's still alive?
Uh-huh.
I owe you a lot. I'll never forget you. Goodbye.
Hey, wait! Hold it, hold it. Before you run out of water, you'll reach a creek. Stay away from strangers. There are many bandits in this desert, and may God protect you. Well, goodbye, my dear. Thank you.
Water.
Water.
Poor guys. Take it. Water. Drink it.
God bless you. You quenched our thirst. Thank you.
We're indebted to you because of your generosity, lady.
By the way, where are your companions, lady?
The convoy is moving ahead. I have to catch up with them.
But I can't see any footprints. It looks like you're alone, even though it's unbelievable. That's very unbelievable, right?
Hey, move!
If that woman was my maid, how much would you pay to buy her?
10 coins.
That's unfair. She's worth more.
You can set a price for her after she becomes your maid.
To hell with the Bani Gilan people. They don't even have mercy on someone who gives them water.
But the water was awful. It tasted like mud. She has to be punished.
Oh.
Mm.
Move!
Where are you going?
Move!
You're like an untamed gazelle.
Where are you going? What do you want, you poor creatures of God? What do you want from me?
We have to protect you. It's not safe out here, lady.
There are many bandits in this desert. If the Bani Gilan tribesmen see that you're alone, they'll catch you.
I don't want to make you feel beholden, but you should be afraid of God.
God? In this desert? Can you see a god here anywhere?
I can see the sands. I can see the mirage. I can see that you look like the devil, but I can't see God.
Let's go.
Wait, I saved your lives.
We'll also save your life. Believe me, if you stay alone, you'll die of thirst. We'll take you to get some water and afterwards to the slave market in Basra. You'll be redeemed, lady, redeemed.
No. Be afraid of God.
Let's go, wild gazelle. Move.
Let me go. Leave me alone. You're not real Muslims. Be afraid of God. Let me go.
Let's go.
Let me go. Be afraid of God. Let me go.
What happened? Get up. Come on.
Forgive me. I wasn't a good guide.
You'll get better. You have to guide me to Basra.
I know that my time is up.
Oh God, I'm satisfied with your will. Don't worry, Malek. Forgive me, Malek.
Suleiman. Tell me about him. It'll soothe my pain.
What should I say?
Tell me about Hussein. What is he after?
Reforming whoever deals with our nation and his ancestor.
Can he do that?
He started an uprising. He'll definitely fight.
With who?
With Yazid, the man who calls himself the Caliph of the Muslims and forces cooperation.
What will he do with the aristocrats of Mecca, Medina, Kufa, and Basra? With the people whose fathers were once the poor companions of the Prophet, but today, from the Prophet's religion, they've only grabbed the war booty and live in palaces. What will he do with them?
He will disgrace them.
Can he do that?
You don't know, Malek, dear. You don't know everyone wants to stop him from rising up and moving ahead. They're not worried about Hussein. They're worried that they themselves might be disgraced.
What?
There has to be a creek or a well around here.
Smells wonderful. Wow, it's perfectly roasted. Perfectly.
Wonderful. Take some for her.
Yeah. Have some kebab. I'm giving you my share.
Don't force her. Don't insist her to do that. She can't eat her own camel's meat.
Today you asked me, if she were your maid, how much would I pay for her, right?
I take back my words. I'm not selling her.
100 coins.
No.
What about 1,000 coins?
No.
She can be our maid every other day.
First, she'll be my maid.
To hell with old bad partners.
Is anyone there? Who are you?
Who is he?
Let's eat.
How can I find some water in this barren desert? Why do I feel like this?
She's looking for her husband in the desert.
One of us can be her husband. That's it.
What's your husband's name?
She's sulking because of her camel.
Maybe one of us is your husband's namesake. Talk to us!
She was trying to deceive us. She said her companions were ahead and she was left behind. You're really unreliable.
What is your husband's name, lady?
Suleiman! Suleiman! What do you want from me?
Did she say Suleiman? Did I hear her right?
No, I don't think you did. I'm sure he's someone else.
How many Suleimans might pass this desert?
Maybe you have killed Suleiman. And if that's the case, kill me as well.
Tell me more. What Suleiman are you talking about? Tell me!
The Suleiman who would muzzle you if he were here.
I'll break your jaw.
Where was he coming from? Where was he going? What did he have? Tell me!
He was coming from Mecca and going to Basra.
Was he Hussein ibn Ali's envoy?
Yes, I swear to God. What do you know about him?
How can we make sure that she's telling the truth? She's making up a story.
What should we do with her?
It's obvious, isn't it? She's ours.
Ah!
No!
Ah!
No, no! Stop it! Don't do it! We can share her!
Shut up!
No! We can share her!
Your husband made me homeless.
Are you crying, Malek? Huh?
I'm sorry that my dream didn't come true.
What dream are you talking about, Malek, dear?
Sacrificing myself as Hussein's companion.
Malek? Malek? Malek! I swear to God, your dream is realized. I'm Hussein's envoy. Look, this is my master, Hussein's letter. Malek! Open your eyes, Malek! Malek! He told me to ask someone. He told me to ask for a guide in your tribe. My master had chosen you to accompany me and I... Malek! Brother Malek. May God have mercy on your soul. You were truly the best and most devoted guide.
Thank you.
You don't want to come with me? I wish human beings were as loyal as you are.
We have to go.
You acted like a real man and saved my life. Act like a real man and leave me alone.
I have seen your husband, Suleiman, once again.
Hey.
I don't have anything better for you at the moment. This is very nutritious for you and for your baby.
Hmm.